What's going on? It's your man Kylie, and welcome to Cuff My Job. Cuff My Job. What does Cuff My Job mean? A lot of people have been asking what Cuff My Job means. What does Cuff My Job mean? Cuff My Job is fuck my job. Now, know what you're thinking, and you're not necessarily wrong. Like, fuck your job, fuck my job. Like, I get it. It's not about pessimism per se. It can be, though. See, to me, there's a difference. Pessimism, realism, I don't know. Maybe you kind of naive. It could be that. It might not be. But the point is, even let's say like you are kind of naive. Not saying that you are, but let's say that you are because you probably are, but you might not be, but you are. And you think that the job is amazing. You think, you know, whatever. And sometimes maybe it's not. I don't know. Maybe just a little thing about it. Maybe you like to go to the bathroom and just everything be clean and not be doo-doo in the toilet. But there is, I don't know. Every single time I go to the store, shit in the toilet. I'm just saying, that could be the case. That was the case with me at the last job. Things like that. You could love everything about the job. But man, this motherfucking next cubicle just be listening to this bullshit ass music all day. Hey, you know, you don't even understand what he's saying. Why is it so loud anyway? Oh, because, you know, the boss is his homie. They be going out after work. I don't know. That could be the one thing that you hate. Or maybe you hate everything. Maybe it's not even your fault. Maybe the job actually sucks. Maybe the job is great and you suck. I don't know, but cuff that shit. You feel me? So that's the idea, man. Really, that's the idea. It ain't just about to put you in a bad mood. Really, sometimes it feels good to just say fuck. But you can't put it on the marketing on iTunes and stuff like that. That's not as good. You want to say, so cuff my job. That's what that is. Okay, now we got that out the way. Cuffmyjob.com, KCUF, myjob.com. That's where you're going to hear it. Watch it on YouTube, or you can listen on Spotify. Other shit coming. So there, all that's out of the way. My name is Kylie. I'm the host. I talk shit. I'm really good at it. I'm fairly good at it. I don't even know what I'm going to say right now. That's why I'm ranting. That might be it. Now, had a couple homies hit me up. Telling me, you know, they understand what I was saying about the smelly people and the people with the bad hygiene, shit like that. You know, I did have a situation with a brother at my last job or people lie. People are liars. Why do they lie? I don't know. You know, when people aren't great at their job, it could be a lot of different things. Sometimes it's because they lied their way to get in. Now, my boss at my last job, let's call him Ron. Ron, that the guy that thought the earth was flat or that thinks the earth is flat, he thinks a lot of other bullshit ass bullshit. But, you know, the earth is flat is like the popular, you know, ignorant statement. This motherfucker hired this dude. Very cool dude. He hired him to be like a tech, right? We had these big ass machines, huge dudes like inside. Okay, so he's supposed to be wiring shit. He's supposed to be assembling shit, making shit work properly. These are important pieces of machinery. Can't just be fucking up because you a buffoon. You know what I'm saying? But this one of those dudes, well, let me just say. So he comes in like, yo, what's up? He looks like he's older than me, but he looks like a dude that's kind of like, I don't know, hip hop culture. I don't know. You know what the fuck I'm saying? Somebody looks like they in a square. You know what I'm saying? So I was just like, yo, what's up? You know what I mean? Start talking to him over time. Super cool dude. As time goes on, I find out he was a DJ. You know, he is in hip hop culture. He's about 20 years older than me, 15, 20 years older than me. It's all good. But the point is, like, he's from like the same. He ain't a square. You know what I'm saying? Which is cool, too. But my point is, we connected on certain things. One day he comes in with a boxing shirt, start asking him questions. Turns out he has no clue about boxing. Now, I didn't ask him a bunch of questions. I'm not no boxing expert. Watch boxing a lot. Used to box for like a cool minute when I was young. Point is, he just thought some ridiculous outcome to some match was, you know, when people's opinions of how shit went down. Seems that they didn't even see the shit. So I found out he didn't see the shit. He's just saying stuff based off of what other people said and what was popular at the time. And it goes from there. Now, this is an important piece of information to remember, because as time goes on and there's mistakes being made, you come and ask this brother something. His answer is very similar to this boxing situation where he ain't know what the fuck actually happened. But he gonna say some shit anyways. He's gonna say some shit. Now, me, if you know one thing about me besides I talk shit, it's that I don't like when people bullshit me. I do not like it. Now, if I give any two fucks about the thing I'm asking you about and you give me like some kind of sign that you might be trying to bullshit me, boy, you better hope I'm in a rush. Because if I'm not in a rush, I'm gonna be fucking with you. I'm gonna poke and prod at everything you fucking even talking about, like aliens and shit. Something like that. I don't know. Point is, I'm gonna be on your ass. And when we done talking, I don't know. You're gonna either admit that you bullshitting, or you're definitely going to look stupid in the shit you're saying. But at the end of what you're saying, I call this thing the grin of acknowledgement. Now, if anybody ever says the grin of acknowledgement, they stole the term from me. But the idea It existed, I'm sure it existed back in the caveman days. And a grin of acknowledgement is when a motherfucker is just saying some shit. He basically just arguing for his own personal ego. You know, he don't want to look like a complete idiot, even though he straight up looks like an idiot. So keep lying, keep trying to bullshit, saying shit that don't make sense. Other people might even believe it because those other people, well, they're gullible. They might be stupid or they don't care. It could be that. I don't know. But then you catch him with some shit. Sometimes you say some shit and you guys are like, argue, no, but I said, or they might even be saying some shit and they're just like, man, you don't even know because he was here. And then he kind of smiles. That's the grin of acknowledgement. He realized that you right in this like little argument or whatever. That's the grin of acknowledgement. It's a fucking hilarious thing. I think it's great. I laugh. I just start laughing at him. Everything. And chances are they're not going to be like, you know what? You're right. All right. Got you. It's like cannabis in a disaster battle. I don't know if you guys are into hip hop and seeing that shit, but he was just like, all right, you won, dog. Please stop murdering me on the mic. So that's kind of like what this is, right? Or they might just keep going, but it's you like, you know, they threw in the towel and they're just autopilot. It is just so used to just saying bullshit. So anyways, okay, that's this guy. But great dude, aside from this, but this is what we're talking about. So when you're relying on this brother to do a job, you expect him to at least know how to do the job. Maybe he's doing it slowly. Maybe he's doing it like not great. But the idea that he's completely clueless in this job, it shouldn't be there because a reasonably intelligent individual, my boss, Ron, he's the one who hired him, so he must have like checked him and made sure that all the shit is true, right? That he's a reasonably intelligent individual to do the job that he's being hired for, right? Making a lot more money than I was, by the way. So okay, starts doing his job. Things are happening like basically it's obvious off top that he don't know what he's doing, right? And shit's happening like they're finding candy wrappers inside the machine. This is a machine we send it to the customers. Not only are you not supposed to be eating candy wrappers out on the floor, you're definitely not supposed to eat it inside of the machine that you're like building. Picture it's like a refrigerator, like almost the size of a fridge, like a regular size fridge on its side, or like a stove and a half, like a big stove with extra burners, you know what I mean? So you're inside doing wiring and shit, and motherfuckers, the other homies is finding like candy wrappers and shit in there, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I don't think it was a bunch, but it was probably like one rapper once. But dog, come on. You know what I'm saying? And of course, this fool, that ain't me. But everybody knows this fool just be walking down the aisles eating fucking candy and the rappers just be on every trash can in the whole floor. I'm just saying, it's obviously this fool. But things like that, like stupid things, not just like, oh, he connected the wrong wire, didn't connect it properly, so it came loose. You know, things like that. Wrong wire is a big deal, but you know what I'm saying? So, all right. Now, these things happen. People are not good at their jobs sometimes. That's not the whole point. The whole point, again, is the refusal to admit, because if you don't admit it, that means you lie to yourself and you can't learn it. You know what I mean? You're not going to get better because you're putting all your focus and energy into making people think that you're not terrible. And somebody like me, it's like, boo, I seen you was terrible the day that you wore that boxing shirt. I asked you some simple questions and you showed me you probably never watched boxing a day in your life. All right. So everything that was coming up was that type of situation. So, okay, they moved this fool eventually to a different area. Now he's doing some other shit with some other people. I'm talking to the homegirl over there and she's like, nah, I want him out of here. This guy sucks. She's basically like, he don't know what the fuck he's doing and he doesn't know that he doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. So get him out of here. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, there's more to it, more detail. There's a lot more. Eventually he made his way to me in the warehouse. Now the warehouse, that's where I worked for like 20 years. I've been doing warehouse related. I'm warehouse, you know what I mean? Inventory controls. It's like a certain piece of the supply chain that's very important. First one that touches it when it comes in and the last one that touches it when it leaves the building going, you know what I mean? It's super important. However, if there's a totem pole, there's a fucking totem pole. It's at the very fucking bottom. Now, my current job is great. They don't treat you like, they treat you like an equal. You know, the idea that everybody's equal. Everybody's cool. Still on the bottom of the totem pole as far as like the job, but no one treats you like that. Everybody's just cool. It's a fucking great place. This old place though, motherfuckers really thought they're special. Now, anyways, I say this to say, dude started as a tech, which is a pretty good job and an important job. Makes a lot more money than me, even as a temp. And made his way to my job. However, this is the job he had the least experience doing. And he was not getting it. Everything I tried to teach this motherfucker, he didn't get. And it wasn't because I'm young. He wasn't trying to learn shit or like he was like, because we were cool aside from this. And plus, to me, I'm just like, man, fuck out of here with this bullshit. Why you lying, dog? And then, like, he'll like, laugh, and he might try to maintain, but, like, he'll just start trailing away. You know what I mean? Like, they'll say some shit, and they'll try to fade away. Because if they do that, then it's, like, fading out of a song, and we just start with the next song. You know what I'm saying? I guess. I don't know. So I guess he figured, like, we just don't have to talk about that no more, and I don't have to admit that I was wrong, and you don't have to see the grin of acknowledgement if we keep talking. Because that's what's going to happen. You ain't going to argue with me. If I lose an argument, it's because I was genuinely wrong and, like, believed what I said and realized, oh, shit, okay, you changed my mind because you gave me some, like, good, you know, information, and now I get it. We weren't just arguing for the ego. I don't argue for the ego. He argues for the ego. So we get over this a million fucking times. One time it was even a competition. I told him how to wrap some, how to strap a pallet. This motherfucker did not know how to strap a pallet. And when he finally figured it out, it was like the longest way possible. Like, that's probably why dumbass Ron hired him, because dumbass Ron loves to do shit the most wrong way as possible. That's why his name Ron rhymes with wrong. You know what I'm saying? Ron's not his real name, by the way, in case you ain't get that. I ain't trying to get sued. Fucking dumbass. Anyways, so yeah, this motherfucker figures out the worst, slowest, most unproductive way to do some shit, then he does it. And if you lucky, it might actually, like, hold till it gets to its final destination, like a strap, like a strap, like it won't fall out the pallet. You know what I'm saying? So anyways, basically we had a fucking little, we had a competition because he wanted to see who could strap faster. So I fucking won that shit by a landslide. This fool was still strapping his first pallet. I did like fucking four. But my point is, this is what the fuck I do. You know what I mean? It's not a big deal that I'm better. I've been doing it for 20 years. I better be better, motherfucker. You never did it. Oh, well, at my last job, blah, 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 I also did this. I'm like, fool, you ain't never did this. And that's totally fine. Stop acting like it. So the whole thing is that right now we get into the finale of the whole thing. Non-stop things are being relied on me, because, like, I'm the main guy, but this dude keeps putting me in a bad position where I'm like, bro, either step up your game or, like, go somewhere else with that shit, because you fucking up my shit. And for some reason they don't blame you for nothing. You came in here making X amount of money, like way more than you should have been making based on your level of fucking, you know, work or knowledge, abilities, you know, and now you in a position where you shouldn't even be making that much anyways. Like, you'd be making fucking $10 less if I hired you. I wouldn't even hire you because you don't know what the fuck you're doing, but you pretending like you do, and I'm not a dumbass, so I spotted it the minute you opened your fucking mouth with your lies and shit. Cool dude. Cool dude, but just lying and don't know shit. Anyways, so when we talk about hip-hop and other shit, just life, that's all good. He still lies a lot, but, you know what I mean, it's all good, because he ain't trying to, you know, his lies don't, like, negatively affect me, except when he tells dumbass Ron he could do some shit, then he does it wrong and it fucks up and gets to the last final destination, but because I was there, it's all my fucking fault or some shit. I don't know. I didn't hire the motherfucker, Ron. What the fuck's wrong with you? So yeah, man, it was really cool. I mean, the brother is cool. You know what I mean? He was a really nice dude, but when it comes to the work, he didn't know what the fuck he was doing, and he refused to admit it to himself or anybody else. And that shit is dangerous, because over and over again, he just always gonna be fucking everything. He was like Gilligan. He was like Gilligan in that motherfucker, dude. He was terrible, fucking everything up. And got paid hella for that shit. And dumbass flat earth believing ass Ron fucking was cool with that shit. And, like, you know, he would try to tell him shit, and he knew he was fucking up. Oh my God, I'm not even, like, doing this show no more. I'm just over here venting personally, and I don't even work. It's been a year since I worked there. I'm all angry and shit. Nah, but I'm not really that mad. But the point is, I know how it is to be mad when somebody like this is working and fucking up your job, fucking up your name, making you look bad, and make you actually, like, get reprimanded for some shit that you got no control over. You can't I'm gonna grab him by the back of the neck and be like, you gonna do this the way I told you. You know what I mean? I can't do that shit. You just can't. So fucking, man, it was bad. But, you know, in the end, fortunately, the reason why everything sucked at my last job is dumbass Ron, and also the reason why no one really got fired, including myself, for shit that wasn't, you know what I mean, like, I get in trouble for some shit, like, sure, it ain't my fault, but still, like, if this fool wasn't such a loser and an idiot, you know, Ron, then he would have fired me, you know what I mean, but he didn't, because he sucked at his job. So, you know, it kind of worked out in the end, but not everyone's ever that fortunate. A lot of you guys do a great job at your work, you really know what you're doing, you've been doing it for years, and you got this fucking schmuck over here, like, somehow just fucking up everything you're doing, degrading your output, your quality of work is just steadily falling. It's all this fool's fault. Everyone in the whole place knows it. Nobody's doing shit about it. It's like, it's your fault. It's your fault this person exists. You know, He probably been doing this shit at every job up to your job. Like, you met him, but imagine all the people. Like, there's probably like a AA class or some shit for all the people that worked with this fool. Or people that work with people like him. You know what I'm saying? Man, that shit sucks. Whew. Let me get a second to breathe. I'm saying, it's tough, but it doesn't have to be like that. Now, you do what you got to do. Make sure you're on point. That's when you got to start writing shit down, saying what you're doing, things like that, because you need to be on point with some dumbass like Ron or Reagan, even worse, because Reagan is the fuck. Oh, man, I got so much to say about Reagan. Reagan is the other one. Straight fucking idiot. Just found out before I left that last job that this bitch only got the job because somebody else turned it down. That's the homie. But man, we shouldn't be homies no more, because if you turn that job down, Reagan would have been fucking it up for everybody else. I'm just saying, man, shit is tough. Shit is tough out here. You know what I mean? These idiots. Anyways, I'm not a genius. I'm a dumbass myself, but I'm a dumbass in a very specific manner. And I'm willing to be a dumbass in the pursuit for being smart and being better at my job, knowing more, being able to help and fix shit. You risk a little bit, you know, the reward is high, but the failure rate, you know what I mean? Whatever, but you fail forward. That's my point. That's good. You know, people like these guys, you know, somehow they get in charge and it sucks. It sucks. Now, what you got to do, not only, like I was saying, stay on top of your game. You don't have to record shit. You don't got to be a straight snitch. We going to talk about snitches when it's cool to like tell and shit like that. If ever, you know, things like that. We going to talk about that in a future one. But my point is, stay on top of your shit and what you're doing. There was a point at my job where I had to fucking write down every time I left my fucking desk. I had to write down 103. Go to the bathroom, come back, 110. Between 103 and 110, I was in the bathroom. If I step away from my desk more than like a second, like if I go over here to the next, they call them cells. If I go to the next cell, like 5-10 feet away, just grab some shit and come back, or ask a quick question, come back, I might not write that down. But fortunately, I knew the fucking perpetrator. I knew the bitch ass snitch that was just for some reason bothering me and everybody else. You know what I'm saying? When people suck at their job, they tend to fucking like point fingers at other people to deflect the fact that they suck. And it's like a fucking, if you got like a cat who just like brings rats and dead mice and fucking bats and birds and shit in the house, like, here you go, master. You know what I mean? Like, you got people like that. They gonna snitch on you, and it's like, here's a fucking mouse that I found running around outside. Here you go. Just fucking spit it at your feet. So anyways, it gets tough sometimes, but you stay on top of your game. I'm not saying you gotta write every time you do every single fucking thing you do. But when somebody does something whack or shady, you might want to write that down. I'm not saying run to the fucking boss about it. You know what I mean? Because sometimes I ain't going to do nothing. Really, it probably ain't going to do nothing. If you're in a position where they're aiming at you and you're clearly like reasonably good at your job, but for other reasons, because of other people, like you got some kind of spotlight on you, just take care of your shit. You know what I mean? And make sure you got a log of what you're doing and how you're handling your shit. So if it ever comes down, so you're saying I'm not doing my job. Okay, well, on this day, what day did you have in mind? Oh, on this day I was doing what? Okay, well, here you go. On this day, look, this is what I did. I actually wrote it down because y'all bitches been watching after me for some reason. I don't know why. You should be watching fucking dumbass. I'm not even going to say his name. And his name don't rhyme with a lot of other words. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not... be too obvious I'm talking about this dude. But anyways, yeah, man, so stay on top of your shit, man. Just try to get out. If you really hate your job, man, maybe you like the place that you work, just not that particular position, like figure out how to get out that position, go somewhere else. Try to keep the best attitude that you can. Try to keep it calm and, you know, on point. Definitely keep your job on point. Everything that you do, you got to do that shit right, because motherfuckers do not care about you sometimes. Now, a lot of us do have great jobs with good people that are not like, there's not a lot of ego involved at my current job. It doesn't seem like. I'm sure it's there. And I'm sure as time progresses, it may come out more. We're a startup company, but a lot of people that work there are great, man. Super cool. Nobody is like trying to make you treat them a certain way because of their position. Like, I haven't encountered that. You know what I mean? I'm not really good at handling that. You be the owner of a company. I'm on the bottom of the totem pole. I'm not saying I'm just going to go off like talking shit for no ass reason, but I'm also not going to let you talk down to me like some asshole at my last job would try to do. And I clown the shit out of his idiot ass. I'm just telling you, man, I don't play that shit. But anyways, you don't got to be like that. I'm not saying that's the best way to be, but wherever you at, you want to be able to go to work, handle your business, not be stressed out all the time. You know what I mean? And then go home and like move on with your life. You don't want to be bringing that bullshit home because dumbass fucking Ron and Reagan are fucking idiots. One don't believe in fucking dinosaurs. One thinks the earth is flat. How the fuck you not going to believe in dinosaurs? My bad. Maybe. The people in the Bible couldn't have possibly seen all the animals all over the whole world. Like, that's the fucking... All right, fam. Anyways, that might not make no sense. Don't even worry about that. Maybe we'll get into that in another time. But what I'm trying to get at is stay on top of your game. Don't let that shit bother you. Try to be cool when you go home. Don't take it out on your fam. Figure out a reset button. If you need to take a drink. Don't become an alcoholic. If you need to hit the weed a little bit on the way home, do that shit. But don't do it too much. Try to stay away from the cigarettes, too. You know what I mean? Handle your biz. Make sure you're there, you know, present with your fam or whatever it is that you got to do. Maybe you got a 5 to 9 and it's important that you're on point for that 5 to 9. Harness that energy. Put that shit into what you got going, man. So eventually you can make that your main, you know, your main job and shit. That's kind of what's happening over here in a lot of places, a lot of people that I know. As far as the quarantine goes, before we get out of here, I just want to say stay on point with what you're doing, man. Let's come out this feeling better. And I think that's about it for today. You already know the deal. CuffMyJob.com, KCUFMyJob.com. Follow me at Kahlee310. That's K-A-H-L-E-E 310. It's Kahlee, not Callie. It sounds different. I don't know why people try to act like it sounds different. Kahlee, you know what I mean? If you got to make it like emphasize the two different syllables, whatever. Kahlee 310, everything at Kahlee 310. Check me out, man. Barsweekly.com is the easy way. Check it out. See everything I got going on. If you into hip-hop, you know I got a radio show weekly called Bars Weekly. Check it out. Other than that, man, I appreciate y'all tuning in. I appreciate y'all spreading the word. I hope you actually get some shit more than just a couple laughs out of this one. And we turning it up. Got some cool shit coming up. Got some ideas, man. We just getting into the flow of things, getting y'all used to it. It's like the stretch. I just can't have y'all out sprinting to the fucking 100 meter dash. And you know what I mean? You ain't stretching all warm and shit. So just the warm up. We got some cool shit coming. Appreciate the love. Make sure you subscribe, rate, review, whatever all that is. Like button. You know what I mean? Comment. Shit like that, man. I appreciate y'all tuning in. I'm going to catch y'all next time, man. Peace to the colleagues.